Hello, hello. My name is Jim Woods. I'll be your host today for Diversity at Work Reimagined, and I'm so glad you're here. Right now, my wife and I are staying at an Airbnb in Mexico City, Mexico, having fled Ukraine several months ago. And it's amazing how much we have adjusted here to the weather, especially the food, since I really love Mexican food. But we have been fascinated by the kindness of the people, the artwork, to see how advanced the culture was more than 1,000 years ago. It is just phenomenal to learn about their history. Which brings me to the subject today of trust and diversity. I don't know right about you, but sometimes I wonder if, like my grandmother used to say about if the world has gone kaput or, but again, we know that it has not. But trust is the foundation of good leadership, and we all have to be leaders. And the best way to build trust is through good interactions. The power of communication comes into play here. To be a good leader at any level in any organization, you must always be able to communicate clearly and with confidence. And to do that, you need to find your voice as a leader. If you're new to leading other people, especially if you're a woman, it can be really hard to project your leadership voice. And too often, women in leadership positions base their idea of a strong leadership voice on what they see in senior leaders, most of whom are, yes, you got it, men, or on what they hear from people they respect, like a mentor, the boss, or a well-known author on leadership. And even though that might seem like a good plan, it could hurt your ability to lead well. If you only use the examples and advice of others to figure out how to be a leader, you might sound forced, insecure, and even fake. When in reality, there's only one right way to find your leadership voice and claim it, and that is by being your authentic self. Every woman in a position of power has her own voice and style. First, you have to figure out who you are. Then you have to figure out how genuine and consistent your message is. And from there, you can work on developing your leadership voice and using it with confidence and conviction. Now, don't forget the three V's. Not only what you say matters, there are three ways for a leader to communicate. Verbal, your actual words, as well as how you say them and how you put them together. Vocal means your voice's volume, the tone, the pace, and the pitch. Visual means your body language, facial expression, eye contact, gestures, posture, and how you dress. How do you do your hair and where you speak? If you want to be seen, heard, and accepted as a credible leader, the three V's of communication must be in sync and support each other. Next will be one that's terribly important, and it's overcoming biases. As you get better at being a leader, people you look up to will give you advice on how to act to do well. Women in leadership positions often hear from well-meaning advisors. You need to be more assertive and you are too aggressive in your approach, both of which may be true. But try this exercise to figure out what's going on. Think about all the time someone has told you, don't be too, or you are too. Put each word or phrase in its own post-it note. Then put on the notes on the big board, which of these words or phrases makes you feel something? How do they affect your voice as a leader? After you've thought about these questions, preferably with a few trusted people, you'll begin to find your own expression, your own self, and your ability to articulate from the inside out. So ask yourself again, how can you learn to say what you think with courage and conviction, no matter what other people think? Accept comments. Even when you have found your true voice as a leader, there is still room for improvement. Feedback is a great way to get yourself to get better at doing anything. As a leader, you should put feedback on the top of your list. To do this, you need to know what feedback is and what makes it different from complaining or condemnation. Feedback is defined by the fact that it is positive, looks to the future, and helps people grow. It finds the gaps. It also involves other people being specific and observing. You also need to know how to ask for feedback and give it. And finally, you need to make sure that feedback can happen in a safe and reliable way. By using these simple communication skills, you'll find your true voice as a leader and learn how to use it with confidence and consistency. As you do this, you'll naturally become a better leader who gets things done. My name is Jim Woods. I thank you very much for joining us. If you or your organization would like to have training on diversity, inclusive leadership, and ways to bring more authentic genuineness in your organization and us create a safe place of belonging, please contact us. You can call us at 720-923-1644 or visit us at our website at woodskovalovagroup.com. Thank you and have a great day.